This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special shout out goes to all of our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite and via the internet, and to our first responders, too, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers for the great job they do, all of them keeping America free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance janitorial workers, all the nighttime mechanics, the construction workers, and the mail bulk mail centers, and the bulk mail haulers, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the different things that we have to offer over there. Now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We had the Attorney General of the United States appear in front of Lindsey Graham's committee in the Senate yesterday. A lot of things were hashed over. This is what Senator Chuck Grassley made a statement about and then asked a question of Attorney General Barr. And when the Attorney General gave his answer, it got very quiet.
There have been a number of leaks coming out of the Justice Department, FBI, during high-profile investigations. The Inspector General found that during the Department's investigation of Hillary Clinton for mishandling highly classified information, there was a culture of unauthorized media contacts. During the Russian investigation, the leaks continued. Leaks undermined the ability of investigators to investigate. Further leaks to the papers while Congress's questions to the Department go unanswered is unacceptable. Why? What are you doing to investigate unauthorized media contacts by the Department and FBI officials during the Russian investigation?
We have multiple criminal leak investigations underway.
Click. Boom. Went the gun.
Yeah. He was referred to, Barr referred to that several times.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday in his answers about the investigations that he is, or the cases, or the conditions that he is reviewing, most of which is, how did this whole thing start?
Right.
Now, we don't know when, you know, he would necessarily be finished with those, but, you know, certainly in the pipeline. We have Lindsey Graham that is doing his Senate investigation. We've got Huber, we're expecting something out of him at some point.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Horowitz thing, which I think is supposed to be done by the end of May, the first
right.
of June.
The Inspector General. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, most of this is about timing, because in Washington, D.C., inside the Beltway, everything is about timing.
Right.
Now, what is particularly interesting is late yesterday afternoon, Barr and the Department of Justice declined to appear today before the Nadler Committee in the
right.
House.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So
the mouse said
another,
word, Nadler.
So there's yet another brouhaha that has happened there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all the Democrats are seizing on that particular moment. Many of them are demanding that Mueller appear.
Yep.
And Barr said he didn't have a single problem with Mueller appearing at all.
Neither does the president. Mm-hmm.
So if we think any of this is over because of the Mueller report, we have clearly determined as a result of the hearing yesterday and the talking points and the style of the questions that the Democrats were asking, it's not over. They're not going to leave it alone.
And some of the private discussions between the Justice Department leaders and Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team broke into the public view yesterday with Attorney General William Barr when he pushed back on any of the complaints over his handling of the Trump-Russia investigation report, aimed at his own criticism at the Special Counsel. And by the way, they took some of those statements, and I saw your letter that you put out because I shared it on my website and said, thanks, Denise Simon, of the Robert Mueller statement. And I didn't see anything in there that was all that bad.
What is really happening here is that not only did, you know, Barr and Rosenstein, especially Rosenstein, you know, confer and intersect with Mueller on a constant basis, but once the report was done, Barr had several interactions with Mueller saying, this four-page summary is going out. Do you mm-hmm. have a problem with it? Is there anything you want to change? You know, do you want to be a part of it? You know, he gave Mueller every opportunity. It came out that, and Barr used the word snitty
yeah.
in the March 27th letter. The one that, you know, you shared, that I posted on Facebook.
Have you looked up the definition of snitty?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of strange. It's like a disrespectful way of saying something.
Well,
it's snitty.
What's at issue here is, the Mueller team apparently is, and they're not upset. They're just kind of saying, raising their hand going, you know, the way the media is reporting the Mueller report is all wrong. And so he was only voicing that concern to Barr, not that Barr did anything wrong. So it's not going to go away.
Okay, and here comes the music. And when we come back, we do have a caller on the line who's going to wait over to ask a question or so of you. So Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com will be right back with me on the Captain's America Third Watch. We are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the U.S. of A. Kathy, tell them how to get us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at the USCCA. Now, defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own. And the USCCA knows that because not only do their members have the peace of mind knowing they're protected against crushing legal fees in case that comes, they also get a whole bunch of free world-class training. And you can carry with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side. Plus, a telephone call away from an attorney should you ever need it when you have to defend yourself. Now, if you take a look at my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and see that USCCA logo link that's right there, click on it for the free gun a day giveaway. That's number one. And number two, don't forget about the $474 worth of free stuff you're going to get by becoming a member. So think about that too. And we look forward to seeing you as a member at the USCCA. And there's going to be an event coming up sometime this summer here in Florida. Don't know where it's going to be yet with the USCCA. And once we find out, we'll let you know because I will be there too. Alrighty. We got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we have a question from one of our favorites. Backgammon Bob is going to be on the line here. So, Backgammon Bob, what you got in your mind?
Hello, Blondie.
Good morning.
When are we going to get to these prosecutions? Like the senator from South Carolina. I can't remember his name.
Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham, that's the guy, yeah. Both Hillary and the deep state we need to go after because these people are inhibiting the president from doing his job. In other words, these guys have a fiduciary obligation to do their job, and they're not. They're facilitating a campaign and an ideology. Lois Lerner, some of the rest, the FBI agents, and those guys.
Yeah.
And the rest, and the next thing I want to say is immigration. We need to go back to immigration based on both merit, integration, and a compatible culture.
Mm-hmm.
These people are coming over. They're not coming over with the intention of assimilating. They're coming over with the intention of establishing their own little concept areas.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, That's what I got to say.
All right. Thanks, Bob. We'll answer that for you. Thank you very much. Okay. Well, first,
when it comes to these people that really need to go back under scrutiny from the Department of Justice, remember it was Eric Holder that was held in contempt under the Fast and Furious. Well, he was actually given executive privilege by the Obama White House. Lois Lerner, we're not going to do anything with. The IRS settled the case with the IRS targeting operation. Everybody accepted a settlement except through the vote.
Right.
That one's still in the hopper.
They still have a lawsuit going, yes. Mm-hmm.
The rest of them, you know, I wouldn't expect a lot, and that's a sad condition that we're in from the Department of Justice. We do want some justice, and we keep being teased that it's going to happen. I want it to, but, I'm just not seeing it. And I don't want to be a wet blanket, but, you know, I think we need to face some reality here.
Well, that's true. Go ahead.
As far as the asylum laws go, the Trump administration is trying to address that now, but the asylum laws come down to Congress.
Yeah.
The last time that the asylum law, by the way, the asylum law that we have, the basis came after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
It was changed in 1996, because it had to include, LGBTQ, sexual orientation, and HIV. Then in 2001, there were some changes to it, and most recently in 2005. So, yeah, we do absolutely have to change the asylum law for sure. But what, even if we did, we still, we have a volume problem. The volume that's coming over the southern border now has broken our system. I mean, we are beyond the breaking point. It's just broken.
Mm-hmm.
So Border Patrol has no choice but to, you know, once these people are captured or turn themselves in, we do go through the basic paperwork, and we have to let them go. There's nothing we can do. I'm not even sure how many we're necessarily deporting here anymore. No one really talks about that. But even deportation doesn't seem to mean a lot, because how many people get deported and keep coming back? I mean, I three, four, five times that they've been deported and they've come back to the United States.
Or more. Mm-hmm.
So, we're not going to get anything enacted. Let's talk to the reality here. Congress,
right.
Between Congress and this White House, we're at a stalemate. We're not going to get any legislation passed. That's all there is to it. Now, it was great and wonderful that Nancy and Chuck showed up at the White House the other day to talk about infrastructure, and they came to a price tag of $2 trillion, which is ridiculous. But do you think that we're going to pass a $2 trillion piece of legislation?
I do not.
To fix infrastructure? The answer to that is no.
Nope, I do not.
So anything, we're not going to advance a piece of legislation until after 2020. And it ain't going
to
happen.
Well, that brings us to Venezuela, because we saw the government vehicles day before yesterday running down some people. And then yesterday we saw the government vehicles out there again attempting to do the same thing. People got a little smarter, kept their distance a little bit further away. But I still did see a couple people get run over. And what Mr. Guaido promised, a coup, if you will, the people coming out of the streets and toppling the regime of President Nicolas Maduro, did not happen. So they went back out again yesterday, probably just as many, if not more people than they had the day before. Now, Maduro is declaring victory. We're saying not so fast. And by the way, we're also talking about blockading Cuba, who is sending apparently a lot of beans and bullets and other stuff into Venezuela. And we're talking about actually putting a naval blockade in, so that won't happen.
Well, it has been reported that Guaido and his team secretly met with some top officials in the Maduro regime not too long ago, trying to get some of them to defect. And some did.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, a couple of Maduro's top people, and one is his intelligence director was fired because he was considering leaving. So he got fired, so we got that defection. I think what needs to necessarily happen now is that we've got more than 50 countries. I think Pompeo mentioned that we're 56 countries that are endorsing Guaido.
That's right.
We need to get the leaders of those 50 countries, what 50 plus countries, and come out publicly on TV for the world to see, asking for Maduro to go away. Stop, go away, you're finished. And that would help Guaido. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I haven't seen that yet. We know that the Lima group, that they have done so.
The OAS.
And the Organization for American States.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got other countries such that when they put out these statements, it calls China and Russia and Mexico, because Mexico's standing on the side of Maduro.
Right.
They need to say that those, at least those three countries, are standing on the side of stopping the humanitarian crisis
that's
going on there.
Right. So this will continue, and probably we'll be out there again today and tomorrow and the next day.
Yeah, when it comes to this blockade, what is really happening here is that we know that some things are going into Venezuela, but if in fact we do a blockade, which we're having those discussions, it would be that Venezuela's oil that is supporting Cuba, we would stop those ships from arriving into Cuba. So anything kind of going back and forth would be part of this blockade. Those have worked before, but that's, I don't see, I think we might be drafting some of those plans, which is part of what I think Bolton and Pompeo are speaking about, that military options are on the table.
Right.
A blockade would be part of that.
Which is why Shanahan did an about face, and he's in the middle of this now. By the way, the White House yesterday also said they want another $4.5 billion in emergency.
It ain't gonna happen.
No, but they want it because of all the people that they're being influxed with. And, of course, the Democrats right away came out and said, no, you're not gonna get it for your murder wall. You know, but, so that's, they were at with all that. So what is going on here right now is just add misery. You know, misery loves company. They say it. Here we go. We're getting it.
Well, at some point, at least, remember how the Democrats were actually coming out and saying what's going on at the southern border was a manufactured crisis? They were all saying that about 3 weeks ago?
That's right.
None of them are saying that right now.
No, they aren't.
None of them. Now you've even got media that is not saying it anymore.
Nope, I was shocked. Yep.
Yeah, well, I don't know where we're going to go for tomorrow, you know? I have no idea. There's no solution yet.
We'll know later. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Sign up for her great sit rep articles and all that, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. We'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming back with our next military and veterans news segment, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, all across America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr testified for hours before the Senate Judiciary Committee, answering heated questions about his handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. He now says he's not showing up for scheduled testimony that he was supposed to have with House members on Thursday. Barr repeatedly defended his decision not to charge the president with obstruction of justice, despite the 10 instances of interference which was presented in the Mueller report.
Do you think it's okay for a president to offer pardons to people who don't testify against him, to threaten the family of someone who does? Is that okay?
When did he offer a pardon to someone?
I think you know what I'm talking about. Please.
What do you mean?
Please, Mr. Attorney General, you know, give us some credit for knowing what the hell is going on around here.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, session number 2. And we're holding court right now, as it's brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, don't forget that our friend Bo from the National Aviation Academy will be on 1 hour from now, and we'll be talking about all the different things that they're up to. Plus, we'll be talking about the upcoming class that they've got. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, do you know where you're going to be in 14 months? Will your paycheck be at the grade of your skills that you deserve? How would you like to make over $80,000 for an annual paycheck? Now, that's the number that the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics currently gives the top 10% of aircraft mechanics. Now, if you're good at working with your hands, a career as an airframe and power plant technician, aviation maintenance tech, can be yours in only 14 months at National Aviation Academy, with campuses in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Now, you will receive lifetime career placement assistance. The NAA team members are trained to help vets and active duty military transition from military to a job in the private sector. And National Aviation has a few openings now for the May 31st class coming up. And for more information on these statistics and the upcoming classes, go to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Well, the Army heard a former nurse that took her case to Capitol Hill. Now, this was a very special lady because she was set on fire by a colleague for something that happened while she was in the military in the Army. And lawmakers and experts came together on Capitol Hill this week to unpack the Ferres Doctrine. That's F-E-R-E-S. Now, that's a law that prevents service members and their families from seeking legal action against the military for injuries or other suffering caused by negligence on the part of the military. Well, this nurse is a classic example of why it should have been in effect. Also, an Army veteran who converted to Islam and is accused of plotting terrorist attacks in California in retaliation for killings at New Zealand mosques, was demoted and discharged from the military reserve for a serious offense. This happened yesterday. He's currently in custody, and this is the incident we heard about. I'm not mentioning the person's name, because once they do their foul deed, we just don't talk about him anymore as a policy on this program. Now, the U.S. Army's top official said that the service is considering redesigning formations to build new fighting units for the complex battlefields in the future. We've already heard about expanding the size of the squad to more men and or women. And now they're talking about changing the size of some of the units. We'll see how that works. By the way, for you Navy guys, and Flip, you might want to pay attention to this one. For you Navy guys, when Vice President Mike Pence arrived aboard the USS Harry S. Truman this week, U.S. sailors were instructed by their ship's senior enlisted chief petty officer to clap like they were at a strip club for Vice President Mike Pence. Oh, man, a sense of humor the Navy has. And Secretary of the Navy Richard V. Spencer and Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John M. Richardson have nominated Rear Admiral Sean S. Buck to become the next superintendent of the U.S. Naval Academy, officials announced yesterday. Congratulations to Admiral Buck. And Navy and Marine Corps leadership said that they had not planned any new child care facilities in the proposed fiscal year 2020 budget as thousands of families wait for openings. That's a shame there. By the way, Greek officials are seeking closer ties to the U.S. military, a move that occurs as Turkey refuses to back down on acquiring a Russian air defense system that could compromise NATO aircraft. And it looks like as if U.S. Air Force ties to Greece will grow as relations with Turkey sour. We may be moving some of our aircraft totally out of Turkey and moving them into neighboring Greece. And will every Marine as a rifleman remain? Good question, huh? New cyber units, Marine cyber units, won't be wearing uniforms. They won't get any Eagle, Globe, and Anchor. But they can have purple hair if they want. The plans to bolster the Marine Corps' cohort of cyber experts is moving forward, but the new unit will not be donning the Marine Corps uniform. They will not even be considered other than an employee of the Marine Corps. So if you thought you were going to join the Marine Corps and be in the cyber realm, that's just not going to happen. But if you want to have long hair, if you want to have purple hair, if you want to have no hair, that's all up to you. And the Corps tiny instant eye quadcopters, fielded to the rifle squads, can now take off with ease from a Marine's hand and require no additional equipment for launch. Now, that's the RQ-21 Blackjack drone that we've seen some activity with. I haven't seen them up close and personal, but I know they're there, and I know they're being operated right now as we speak. And male and female recruits in the Marine Corps could begin training together in companies permanently as early as next year, so says the commandant of the Marine Corps. And we'll see how that all works out. The Coast Guard, the officer called a terrorist, the Coast Guard lieutenant who prosecutors described as a domestic terrorist is due back in court next week for a hearing on the conditions of his possible release from federal custody as ordered by a federal magistrate. Now, Boeing has been awarded $5.7 billion for the KC-46 Pegasus refueling tanker compatibility work. Boeing just got that money as the U.S. Air Force's troubled K-46 Pegasus refueling tanker aircraft has some additional things that have to be done to it. And we'll see how that all moves out. And by the way, Boeing's prototype MQ-25 unmanned aerial refueling drone is so huge, it needed help from government agencies in Missouri and Illinois to move it 40 miles, which is true. They had to have the police out there. They had to tie up the whole interstate highway just to move it from point A to point B when they were moving it the other day. So there you go. And the White House has signaled in recent weeks that it may seek to be permanent renewal of a surveillance law that has, amongst other things, enabled a National Security Agency to gather and analyze Americans' phone records as part of a terrorism investigation, according to U.S. officials that are now divulging that information. Well, coming up here in the next segment, we will have our good friend Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. He'll be on with us. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things. It's not just going to be about finances today, because I rattled something off to Chris. We're going to talk about Attorney General Barr, and I am going to play that short clip again that I've got here and just see if he picked up on what we picked up on, that when Attorney General Barr made the statement that he did, it got very quiet. Very quiet. Okay, here comes the music in my ear. That means we're going to take our break. And when we come back, more about the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, all those different people to make this show go, let's see. That would be the producer, the director, the board operator, and the writer for the program. Wonder who that could be. It's me. It's me. I do it all. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. And I'm right back with the Captain's America Third Watch. And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And I am broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, along with the other Salem Media Group stations in this group here in Tampa, out across America, all across America on our great radio affiliates. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is being brought to you by David E. Garrett Jewelers. And David E. Garrett Jewelers, for over 36 years, has been committed to the craftsmanship and stellar service that they're famous for. Now, they are a family-owned Christian business. They offer an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices, and all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders get a 10% discount on anything that they have in store or anything that they would make for you, because you might have a piece you might want to have made, maybe about your military unit or your fire department or police or EMT unit, and they can do all of that. So go to their website, DavidEGarrettJewelers.com. Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T. DavidEGarrettJewelers.com to shop thousands of available items that are there, or give them a call at 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. And any questions that you might have, the phone number again, 937-325-3680. And remember, David E. Garrett Jewelers is a jeweler you can trust. They are a proud sponsor of the Captain's America Third Watch. And also, they are a proud sponsor of the Edwards Notebook. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. Now, listen, I got 48 seconds of a tape, a question that was asked Mr. Barr, the answer that was given, that absolutely you could have dropped a pin in the committee hearing room afterwards because everybody got quiet. Listen to this.
There have been a number of leaks coming out of the Justice Department and FBI during high-profile investigations. The Inspector General found that during the Department's investigation of Hillary Clinton for mishandling highly classified information, there was a culture of unauthorized media contacts. During the Russian investigation, the leaks continued. Leaks undermined the ability of investigators to investigate. Further leaks to the papers while Congress's questions to the department go unanswered is unacceptable. Why? What are you doing to investigate unauthorized media contacts by the department and FBI officials during the Russian investigation?
We have multiple criminal leak investigations underway.
Boom. What do you think?
You even got quiet. Well, listen, I heard this yesterday, and I knew that they were doing this anyway. I mean,
yeah, we all did.
They basically telegraphed this a while ago. We knew that these investigations are taking place, mm-hmm. and we have the Inspector General's report.
We sure do,
as well. That's going to be coming up shortly.
The end of the month, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Listen, that entire thing yesterday. I don't even feel like coming to work when after days like yesterday because it was just outright, it was just embarrassing.
Yeah.
It really was for our entire country. It is. We just embarrass ourselves when we act like this. I have never seen anything like this. There was some really good points that were made. There was a great op-ed yesterday in the Wall Street Journal about this entire thing. Mm-hmm. You know, with the Russians were involved with this. This was probably an anti-American experiment.
Sure.
What they basically discovered was the Russians getting involved is they could get under our skin and they can get us fighting and basically going after one another.
Yep.
Basically, they succeeded. The Russians won in this thing because you know what? For the first time ever, you have people on TV calling the people within the administration treasonous, the president of the United States treasonous. This is not good. This is like a recipe for tearing the country apart.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you're a foreign power, you're going to watch this. You're going to see how propaganda can get to the American people and how you can use the American people. And they're going right along with it. And you got these members of Congress. Maisie Hirono yesterday was an absolute disgrace.
She should have been run out of town in a rail.
You know, and now all kind of, he must resign. He's not going to resign. Why would he resign
mm-hmm.
for doing his job? And this is what we've come to. This is what we've got the Democratic candidates calling for. I mean, we've gone nuts. We really have. And I hope America gets its bearings, and I hope that people actually see what's really going on here and just how awful this is. We got to stop tearing this place apart, and you got to start with, you know, the people you vote for and the way mm-hmm. that they act. Democrats should be ashamed of themselves.
And soon we're going to hear the candidates, the presidential candidates on the Democratic side, not just one or two. We're going to hear them all talking about impeachment. And that's when the rubber meets the road. And then you're really going to see the animal that's out there called the progressive left liberal socialist.
Yeah, the last president that they did the whole impeachment, we all know Bill Clinton, his approval ratings went up into the, the 60s or 70%.
That's right, jumped way up.
And when that happened, and again, I thought that was stupid too. I've called that out back at that point in time. I said, what are you doing? I mean, this is the dumbest thing in the entire world. You're going after Bill Clinton for what? You got to be kidding me. This is dumb. And Republicans went forward with it. And now people are going to think that this is a good idea again. Ridiculous.
Well, we'll soon know, and we'll just go from there. And I am talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Now, the other thing that happened last night before we get into the other things around the world, especially Venezuela, I've got to talk about that today, is Israel last night, the sirens went off outside the Gaza Strip. They had some incendiary balloons that were launched that came in, that came down and started some fires. They also had some small missiles come in. And, of course, Israel does not mess around. Once they got the location of where they came from, they launched an attack, and boom, they took these places out. So we'll probably see the bulldozers today flattening some homes in some of those regions where the activity occurred.
Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, they do a pretty darn good job defending their turf there, without a doubt. That there is a really good utilization of using a wall, and they did a good job with that. But again, it's not 2,000 miles, and it's also manned with people that will shoot you, which is much, much different than what we are trying to do down at the southern border. But yeah, they do a great job of protecting your turf.
Now, what would you say if I told you we could see something that we saw many years ago, and I remember it very vividly because I wasn't old enough to enlist in the military, but I did watch it on television because my dad said this could put us in World War III. We could be firing nuclear missiles at each other, and that was the old Cuban Missile Crisis. Now we are about to have the Venezuela oil crisis, where they are threatening, the United States of America is threatening to blockade the oil shipments leaving Venezuela for Cuba and just stop them and turn the ships around back where they came from.
Well, I think that that's obviously much different than a Cuban missile crisis, that type of a blockade, without a doubt. I mean, what's Cuba going to shoot at us with? Why, are they going to shoot spitballs? I mean, there's nothing really that...
Well, they have their buddies, the Russians there. There's a Russian base in Cuba now, or I'm sorry, Venezuela now, don't forget.
No, I know, but the Russians aren't dumb enough to do anything. I mean, the Russians are going to act in their own best interests, and they're practical, as far as what they do, from what I've seen. And, I mean, we mowed down hundreds of Russian soldiers, you know, quote-unquote missionaries or
mercenaries.
Mercenaries is the word I'm working for.
Sure
in
did.
Syria. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they took it and they dealt with it, because what are they going to do? So I think it's different than that. But, I wouldn't have any problem with that. I mean, Cuba's looking to get a foothold in Venezuela. You want to influence things in that matter, that's fine. But I'm still holding firm with no troops in Venezuela. Just stay out of it.
Yeah, well, their mercenaries were attacking our outpost there in Syria. Yeah. And as we heard from, at the time, Secretary of Defense Mattis, he said we annihilated them. And they did. They annihilated them. They wiped them right out.
Yeah. And like I said, Russia's not going to want them best of Russia. And they want their money back when Venezuela is what they want.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll see how they get that. Now, Venezuela, of course, the people are out in the streets. They were out yesterday. They were out the day before. They'll be out again today. They'll be out every day. They can be out there trying to muster enough support. We heard they had a secret meeting with members of Maduro's regime. He just fired his security guy, who came out and said that he was going to support the anti-Maduro people. So he just fired him. So he's already left the government beforehand, so he didn't really lose much. But the key to it is they got to get members of the military to come with them, because they got to have the firepower, the weapons.
Well, yeah, I mean the entire thing that, man, I mean, I'm you're watching this stuff that's taking place right now. All of this, you know, from Afghanistan to Venezuela, all of these various different things.
Yep.
You know, we got to really kind of retrench when it comes to the war.
Got to let you go. We'll catch you on the radio. Chris Markowski. Thanks, Chris. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to find out more about what's going on with the Watchdog on Wall Street. I'll be right back. Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook Guy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.